recorded onto a tape deck, then uploaded via LimeWire. It's the Joe and Adam Podcast.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hello. Oh, you've gone different from the Buongiorno, Buongiorno, Buongiorno.
Yeah, I do often do that. Yeah, it feels weird. I also never realised, I never thought to ask you, why is our voiceover guy American?
Well, it's a talk show.
It's a talk show, and it's not you, obviously, so no, I don't know why I asked you.
No, I paid the guy.
We just got an American in. Yeah, great.
You know that website Fiverr? Have you heard of Fiverr?
No, I haven't.
So it's like a gig thing. So you upload what you want, and then you pay someone to do it. And
the idea
is like the... It must have started as like $5 only.
I'll give you a fiver. Yeah.
So I didn't use that website, but...
You could have.
But I could have.
We should actually look into that.
Yeah, we should.
What can we get someone to do for a fiver? For the pod. Like a segment break or something. Yeah, done. Look, we're happy with the pace.
We are. It's been a couple of weeks.
But considering we did take 4 months last time,
We're
closing that gap. We're very happy with that.
And, I mean, we had Easter last week or the week before or whatever. So
It's
been a few things on, but we're here.
We're very happy. Soft drinks are on tap.
Yes.
We won't reveal the brand, I guess, unless they want to send us a big batch of money, which I assume they don't.
Ah, Coca-Cola. Shameless plug.
Shameless plug.
It's okay if it's a shameless plug.
Yeah, they'll make millions.
Anything else is copyright.
As long as it's shameless.
Yeah.
I had a tiny little thing to just hit you off, just to get everyone in the mood, just to sort of dip your toe in the water, because it's just a very short moment to share with you, and then we can move on to something else.
Sure.
After a cute little segment break. Ames, people would think that Amy and I have a dog, but really, Amy has a dog, and I've agreed that we can have a dog.
His name's Paws.
Well, Adam calls him Paws, but his name is Killy. Now, the thing about having a male dog is there's a downside to drinking Coke, and you've got to burp every 30 seconds.
That's all right, mate. Let it out. I've done it.
Yeah, fair enough. At a certain point, a young male dog does need to have the old snipperoonie. He needs the balls to come off. The de-sexing. And that has happened in the past week. So he is, as we've said, confined to quarters for 10 days.
How's he going? How's he feeling?
He's going all right. He struggles because anyone who's had a dog with the cone will know that, like, the dog doesn't adapt their style of walking and interacting with the world to match the fact that they've got a massive cone hanging off their neck. So he just bumps into stuff all the time. But it did remind me of, I don't know if I've told you this on the pod or not. So if I have, I apologize, and it'll be just for new listeners.
I'm sure it'll be a great story either way.
Have I told you about my sister's dog when he got de-sexed? I'm trying to think.
I don't think so. Nothing's standing out.
Okay. Well, we've started now. So I have
new
to
story.
It.
Here we go.
So anyway, my sister, Catherine, she is, how do I phrase this for so people can picture in their minds? She's not like a midget, but she's like
rule midget out.
But
cross.
She's like shorter than me, you know, smaller than
she's
me.
She's not a midget.
She's not a midget. No. She's not a midget at all. I don't know why you would even say that. Yeah. But anyway, whatever the term is, you know, she's you only need to know that. It's like she's probably, most people would see her and consider her to be normal height, by the way. I just mean...
So not a midget.
Not a midget, no. But you only need to know that for her and her partner got this dog, and he is a German Shepherd cross Labrador, I think.
Oh.
But in his particular litter, he was like the freak of the pack. So he's massive. He's like... Like, you know those dogs where, like, you walk into the house and you see the dog and you freak out because you're like, what's going on here? Like, just the proportions are just insane.
Just off. Yeah.
Just off. Anyway, so that's what I mean. We're like, he's a massive dog. She's, you know.
Not a midget.
Not a midget. Not a midget, obviously. But, like, for listeners, I'm saying she's not a midget. But you know what I mean? She's like. Shorter than me. So, like, he's a big dog to head it with. When she used to want to change directions on a walk, she used to have to put the lead over her shoulder and pull in the opposite direction. I said to her, how are you feeding him? And she said, what I do is, because he was outside at that point because he was too big to have inside until he got de-sexed. She said, I get the bowl of food, I quickly open the door, throw a blanket over his head to confuse him, quickly put the food down and then run back inside.
Oh, golly gosh.
So anyway.
Golly gosh.
He was all you need a picture for this moment is he is a big boy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so obviously male, they get him de-sexed for all the health benefits or whatever. I think there's, you know, some health reasons that you get a dog de-sexed. Anyway, so she's in the vets waiting to pick him up. Imagine this actually happening, because this was just told to me, so I'm not exaggerating this. The vet comes out, like, after the operation or whatever, and goes, just wanted to let you know, these are the biggest balls we've ever seen on a dog.
How's the honesty?
Just the honesty. I don't know if she brought them out. I don't know what happened, but just I just thought you'd want to know, they are the biggest testicles we've ever removed. He's probably lost 20 kilos from the operation. Anyway,
wow.
So anyone listening who wants to lose some weight, yeah, always start with the balls.
Segment.
Change.
Mate, you might remember when I moved into my new home, I was telling you about getting used to the new supermarket.
Yes. Now, what was it? Was it the layout? Or
Yeah. So I was so used to the old one where I used to live. I've come to this new one and everything's just different place.
Yeah.
What should be a 3-minute job at the supermarket ends up being about 15 or 20 minutes.
You're discombobulated.
So finally used to this new supermarket.
Mm.
And they've decided to change the layout again. So it's not like a complete redesign, but things are just not where you're used to them being. Milk. And you have to do a bit of a search.
Gotcha. Milk's like, not where it should be.
Nah, the milk's okay, but sure. It's more like the popcorn, for example. A big popcorn fan.
You are.
What else is there? You know, just bits and pieces like that.
They often will change up the confectionery aisle. Yeah.
Confectionery, right. Chips.
Milk and vegetables not moving so much, but yeah. Those middle aisles, I don't know why. They must get bored with themselves and just go, let's mix it up.
It took me, I don't know, 10 minutes to find popcorn the other day, actually, and that's what made me think of it. Anyway, but on the topic of supermarkets.
Yeah, here we go.
I've got in front of me here, I don't know, it's from... Like, it's an assortment of, like salami, cheese, and, like, a cracker.
Sure.
Like a pack. So,
yeah.
Stackers, they're called.
Oh, yeah.
Recently discovered them.
Mm.
Right?
They look all right.
And so, I'm buying, like, you know, 4 or 5 at a time and then progressively eat them across the week or whatever, you know. Just as a snack.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, get there a week or two ago and they're all out.
Not happy already.
Mind you, the week before, I'd cleared the stock out, right? So they still haven't restocked.
Yeah. So you're not too annoyed because you have been the one to clear it out in the past. Yeah.
But thinking, you know, oh, it'd be nice if they restocked.
It would be.
And at that time, it was like 9:30 at night or whatever. So they're like, they're restocking the shelves anyway.
Ah, close to closing time.
So I'm doing the classic, like you're looking... You know that the stock isn't there, but you're looking hard anyway to see what else is around it that might be able to substitute.
Yeah.
And this worker comes up and goes, oh, you're looking for the, you know, the mild salami stackers.
Yeah, I am.
And I was like, yeah, I am actually. And she goes, yeah, they've been like unusually popular the last like 2 weeks.
Well, thanks for the
insight. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's because of me. Yeah, and I'm like, oh, really? She's like, yeah, like just random, like just really popular.
No one was buying them before. We're going to discontinue them.
And I'm like, oh, geez, that's annoying. I'll have to come back next week. And she's like, yeah, it's probably a good idea.
So when you say you've brought a prop, this is before we went on air. Adam said, I've got a prop for this next bit. Really, you just want to have these after you finish talking about
Correct.
It.
Correct.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
And I will offer you one because they're... pretty good.
Yeah, well, we don't want to discontinue them, so that's good.
No.
Segment.
Change.
Oh, there you go. You happy now? Jeez, you keep bloody complaining.
I do like the headphones a certain way, and that is on. Sorry if that's controversial. Adam, we are at the end of the pod. We just wanted to quickly
quick
close.
Quick pod's a good pod.
Quick pod is a good pod, especially when we're doing it. But yep. We just want to quickly close. I felt like it would be weird to not mention this on the pod because we had an experience in the last week that others around the world are probably having at the same time. But
yeah,
it's just, I'm trying to find the words to describe it. We went to the movies, and the thing about us with the movies is I've tried to explain this to my lovely fiance, but we really don't care. We'll just roll the dice with whatever's on. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're not looking at reviews and stuff. You will watch the trailer maybe. That's
let's go, how this one looks good. Let's go see it.
Yeah. So we went and saw it. Never have I been on such a roller coaster of emotions of do I love this, do I hate it in my life.
So it's called The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, right?
Yeah.
And it stars Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, which everyone would already have an opinion of as they're listening to this.
Basically, he plays himself.
He plays himself.
In a nutshell.
Yeah. This is the roller coaster that we went on. I didn't tell you this, actually. 20 minutes in, I remember thinking to myself, is this the worst movie I've ever seen in my life? And then at the end, you said top five. And when you said that, I went, yeah, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
How could you? It's such a change. It's such a 180.
So, not giving it away too much.
No.
Basically, he gets invited over to this island, to this drug dealer's place, or like he's a drug lord.
Yeah, something, yeah.
But the drug lord is like weirdly obsessed with Nicolas Cage.
He has like a shrine to him.
So he's got a shrine and some stuff. Anyway, there's a bit of action, a bit of comedy in there, but it's just one of the most... it's hard to explain unless you've seen it.
The crucial question is, do we recommend it? I think the answer is yes.
Yeah,
well, I think you just have to go and see it.
If you love wacky comedies like we do...
Yeah.
I would certainly recommend it.
Yeah, and we're not doing... This is not an ad. It's just one of those things where it's like, it's so weird.
Just take it on our recommendation to go see it.
Go and see it, and then you'll either understand what we're talking about or, I don't know, it was just the weirdest movie.
As I said, it's in the top five just because it was so random.
Yeah, no one's going to make anything like it.
No.
Anyway, so
and
this became...
Nicolas Cage playing himself is funny himself.
He's just funny in a weird way.
Nicolas Cage.
this became...
That was more of a Jennifer Coolidge.
Wow. Yeah.
Look how good I look.
Nicolas Cage. Yeah. Yeah, yours is a Jennifer Aniston. Mine is Owen Wilson. But
yeah, definitely go see it.
This definitely became our weird version of, you know, that Margaret and David show where they review movies.
Yep.
Just two old people. So anyway, just go and watch it. Yep. Or don't. We don't really care.
Look
that
how
much.
Good I look.
Look how good I look. Yeah. We'll be back next week. Alright, see you later, guys. It's not Nicolas Cage at all.
Listen how good we sound.
I recorded that.